This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Bush began his day in Krakow, Poland. It is the first stop in a trip that will take him to six nations in just a single week. This morning, the president recalled Europe's struggles, including the hardships of World War II and the Nazi death camps that were placed in Poland and other countries, and said that evil, quote, must be called by name and must be opposed.
All the good that has come to this continent, all the progress, the prosperity, the peace, came because beyond the barbed wire, there were people willing to take up arms against evil.
NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and joins us from Krakow. Don, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And the president seemed to make a point of beginning his day by seeing Auschwitz and Birkenau. What can you tell us about what happened there?
He spent close to 2 hours there touring both places. He saw the gas chambers and the crematorium located right next to the railroad tracks that carried 1.5 million Jews to their deaths during World War II. It goes without saying that a visit to these places is an overwhelming emotional experience. The president had this very grim look on his face as he spoke just briefly with reporters after the tour. He did use this spot to underscore a message we've heard from him often the past year or so, that there is evil in the world, that it must be confronted, and that free nations have an obligation to stand up to that evil early. And in these Nazi death camps, the world, he says, has a reminder from history not all that far in the past, of what happens if evil goes unchecked. And when he talks about taking up arms against evil, as we just heard in that piece of tape, it's clear he's talking about Iraq and about confronting terrorism. Mm-hmm.
There is thought to be significance in the fact that the president begins his trip in Poland, certainly by making the trips we talked to today to the sites of death camps, but also in Poland, a nation that supported Mr. Bush and Prime Minister Blair on Iraq.
In this speech, the president spoke of the need for free nations to work together to confront threats. Poland, he said, answered the call, even sending a small number of troops into Iraq, a couple of hundred Polish soldiers. He did use the speech also, though, to say to those who have been talking about a deepening rift between the U.S. and parts of Europe, France and Germany and other countries, allies that oppose the war in Iraq, he said right at the top, and this is a quote, he said, "I have come to Krakow to state the intentions of my country. The United States is committed to a strong Atlantic alliance to ensure our security, to advance human freedom, and to keep peace in the world." That's the end of the quote. He said the debate has been at times divisive, but that it's important for all parties to realize that those who would threaten the U.S. and its European partners are the only ones who benefit when these divisions come to the fore.
President's going to head to St. Petersburg and meet with Russian President Putin, who disagreed with him on Iraq. What seems to be on the agenda there?
It's a 300th birthday party for St. Petersburg. President Putin has invited dozens of world leaders to join the festivities. The relationship between President Bush and Putin also needs to undergo a bit of repair, and they hope that President Bush being present at these important ceremonies for Russia will send a signal that this relationship, too, is starting to look forward.
NPR's Don Gagne with the president in Poland. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.